Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That could be the first question before we get into the Braves and all of the stuff. I haven't talked to Miles in a few weeks.
You have a lot going on this week.
He has. Miles Garrett, Fox 5. Good morning, buddy. And what kind of... Stevie Wonder fan, are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
And good morning, fellas. Yeah, you know, I never was a big Stevie guy. I was more of a Michael guy, so I can't really offer my 2 cents on
Stevie.
Okay,
we have to end this conversation. Get Zach on the phone.
Nice.
You're not
nice,
a Stevie
nice.
Fan.
Yeah, just never did much for me. Like I said, I was more of a Michael Jackson guy.
Go ahead and ask him a question. I'm disgusted with him at this point. Can't believe it.
Miles, obviously we want to talk a little bit about Braves. There's so much happening. Of course, we got Georgia playing later on today, the spring game. But thoughts about last night and how this team really needed that start from Max Fried last night, and they really got what they needed.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen in the past that anytime the Braves need a get-right game, it always seems to be the Marlins, especially in Miami. I don't know what it is. Maybe it just might be the fact that they aren't a very good team, but I think also – little incident with Ronald Acuna Jr. a few years ago kind of helped fuel that, maybe not hatred of sorts, but a motivation to get right, let's just call it that, against the Marlins. But, yeah, no, it was huge. You know, you need that star from Max Fried to kind of show that, hey, we still do have that ace in our lineup with the uncertainty of Spencer Strider going forward and really kind of the assumption that he might be out for the rest of the season. So that was big for this team, especially after that 13-4 loss at home to New York.
If you had to, just off the top of your head, the losses we've got so far with this team, who would you say is most important, the key? Because we mentioned Spencer Strider. I don't know that that's the biggest one right now. Because I think – go ahead, Matt. Matt. Go ahead, Miles. Sorry.
No, you're asking who the biggest loss that they've had so far?
Right now. No. I mean, as far as players that aren't there, you know, the everyday lineup. And we know that Spencer's not an everyday player, but of the guys that they've lost right now, or at least, you know, kind of dinged up, what's the most noticeable to you?
Oof, man. I mean, I, as far as noticeable, I mean, because Sean Murphy, I don't even think
there
is that noticeable. Granted, he's a great player, but you've got Travis d'Arnaud right there, who arguably is the biggest leader on this team right now. I mean, I would still say it is Spencer, just because of, you know, you have a guy ready to come up who's proven that he is, you know, very, very effective there behind the plate and, you know, just defensively as well, Travis d'Arnaud. So I would still say that it is Spencer just because of his impact. And, you know, he makes the opening day start this year. He's kind of assumed to be that number one guy this year, even with Max Fried in your lineup, especially with it being a contract year for Max Fried. So I would say that it still is Spencer Strider just because of what he was really billed to be this offseason and what we saw last year.
Yeah. I was just going to make a case for Sean Murphy because, again, with Strider being out, you need – listen, it's great that we got two all-star catchers, but you still could use both of them there, especially with a pitching staff that's now going to have to make some adjustments. And a guy there, you got a backstop there that has been there before going through situations like this. And to have both of them there, I think that right now I guess you can make an argument that Sean Murphy could be – missed just as much as Strider on a day-to-day basis.
On a day-to-day basis, but like you say, you are in good shape behind the plate. But you want to wonder about your pitching staff. I mean, are we going to see somebody called up from Gwinnett every time we got to fill in that spot? how you think they're going to go by, you know, filling that each time that spot in the rotation comes around, Miles?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we saw the first name, right, against New York, Allen Winans. You can probably cross his name off the list for the foreseeable future. Wow. Just because of what happened there. But that was one name. You know, you've got a lot to work with. I think the biggest name you're going to look at going forward is going to be Bryce Elder. I mean, this is a guy who was an all-star last year, and he's still pretty young, was still kind of figuring some things out. I mean, just look at Spencer Strider when he first got called up. I mean, that first half of the season, he performed well, kind of tallied off at the end. It might just be a young pitcher thing, but he's the guy I'm going to be looking at to really ideally take over that fifth spot. But you've also got some other guys to pay attention to, because after the All-Star break, you're getting back Ian Anderson. And here's a guy who has started playoff games for you, World Series games for you. Now, granted, he didn't look great last time we saw him, but you can credit that to the injury that he's currently, you know, really been out for. He got Tommy John surgery. He might be coming back throwing a little bit harder. That's the ideal scenario. But you're going to get him back around the All-Star break. I think he's a big name to look out for. And I think the other name that you're looking at is A.J. Smith-Shawver. I mean, another guy who's super, super young, just legally able to drink now. So I think you're able to see some of his potential last year, just the velocity he's able to throw at, and you know, hopefully he's able to put it together. All these guys we spoke to at Gwinnett Media Day and Braves spring training down there in Florida, and they all, you know, they all kind of credited that youth and inexperience to be their biggest learning point from last year, getting that those big major league reps behind them, and now that they say that they're ready for this year. But obviously, Allen Winans, that's one name you can cross off. We're going to probably see Darius Vines here pretty soon, another name. You got Oscar Yanoa down there, Dylan Dodd. So a few other names to really look out for, but they've got some pieces to really trial run, let's call it that, before they maybe have to make a move at the deadline.
That's what I was going to say. How long do you think this goes before Alex Anthopoulos has to break out the checkbook and go out and go dealing to add an experienced piece to the starting rotation? How long do you think this goes about?
Well, I think it'll be a myriad of options, really. I think it'll be a combination of how the Braves are doing record-wise and really how their pitching staff is able to maybe keep them afloat up until the deadline. Because I think if history serves, Alex Anthopoulos usually does his dealing and shopping close to the trade deadline. So the fact that Atlanta is currently, you know, we still know they're a very good team. They're still rattling off wins and are able to stay afloat. I mean, just look at what they did last year. Max Fried was gone for basically the entire season. Granted, he didn't have Tommy John surgery, so that was a big aspect of that. But he was gone for most of the season, and they were still able to be afloat and win as many games as they did. So if that tells me, you know, how Alex Anthopoulos is going to operate going forward, I would assume he'll probably wait until the trade deadline before he makes a serious move like that, where presumably he'd get a number one frontline starter.
As we sit here on April 13th and watch what Marcelo Ozuna is doing, it's one of the reasons why Sam wants to walk into traffic in October, because we see these guys can hit it, they know what they're doing, and the power's there, and then the bats go to sleep in October, and it drives them crazy. My concern is the sustainability of what he's doing right now. And it's great that it's happening, but it's just like, you know, you just want to see it from some other guys and let him just sort of just be there when we need you. Don't hit the 450-foot home run when we're up 5-1, okay? Do it when we're down 3-2, and we need that. But anyway, your thoughts on what you've seen from him this season and – You're waiting for him to get out there and with a glove in his hand.
Well, I don't know about the glove part. I think he's going to stay probably ideally at the DH position. I think that's where he's best suited for. But, yeah, I mean, it's been great to see Marcelo Ozuna really start where he finished last year. You know, finishing as one of the hottest hitters last year, obviously, you know, we're going to take out of the playoffs as far as I think all of those hitters kind of slowed down just a bit. But, no, what he's doing is great. I mean, 6 home runs, that's incredible to get him going early this time instead of starting off where he basically couldn't hit anything last year at this point. But, I mean, as we all know, like you just said, it's not sustainable, but it'll be streaky. You know, as one guy stops, another guy will get going. But right now you've got almost everybody hitting. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I think you could argue one of their quietest hitters thus far has been Ronald Acuña Jr., and you know he's going to figure some things out at some point. He does every single season. He's the best player on the planet right now. So I think all of that is, it's just part of baseball, man. I mean, it's 162 games, and Obviously, some of these players are getting off to good starts. You want them to sustain that. But as one guy gets cold, another guy's going to get hot. That's just how this team has operated, and it's what I expect to see. Michael Harris, another guy who is, he started off pretty well, who I expect big things from this year. My sleeper pick, honestly, to be an MVP candidate this year. So I want to see Michael Harris keep things going as well.
Yeah, we want to see that happen for him, folks. Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline on this Saturday morning with Myles Garrett. And he is social. You can always find him at Myles Garrett TV, at Myles Garrett TV. Myles, after Miami, it's on to Houston. And we know what that means. I mean, it's early in the season. It doesn't mean that. But is this an important series going up against the team that you expect to be there? They're kind of like the time of watch you set. When October rolls around, you look for these guys.
Oh, always. I mean, it's ideally a World Series preview, right? You know, just getting that type of matchup this early on in the season. And, you know, is it going to mean anything going forward? But it's a really good litmus test, I think, for these Braves. Because at this point, you know, it's still kind of too early to decide who's going to be that team in October. But if history serves, these are the two teams, like you said, that you're more than likely probably going to see in that. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a huge matchup between, obviously, the two best teams in the American League and the National League. So they're getting it done season, but I really want to see how Atlanta's pitchers match up against them, because I think that's going to be the big thing. Because, of course, Bryce Elder, he can come in and pitch and maybe hold his own against Miami. But at that point, will he be up and pitching against the Houston Astros? I think that'll be an intriguing matchup to follow going forward.
All right, we've been talking to Miles and breaking down stuff as far as the Braves and all this stuff, but I got to get to some fun stuff with him, and I got to ask him a question. But first, I want to tell you two things that happened on this day, baseball-related. Did you know, Sam, Pete Rose got his first hit today? It was a triple. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Pete Rose's first hit was a triple. Also, today was the day of the first baseball strike in 72. You know how long it lasted? 13 days. Okay. Baseball strike lasted 13 days, happened on, it was the first one. But what I wanted to ask Miles about, he covers the, but he's a, and I'm always curious about what guys who weren't around when this happened, we were barely around, but when it happened, and now you cover a team that celebrates Hank Aaron the way they do. This past week, the celebration of 7/15, you follow the stink of Hank Aaron. When you, you know, what memories, or not memories, but what pops into your mind when you see these celebrations about him and, you know, the research or videos that you've seen? What comes to mind when people talk Hank Aaron around you?
To me, it's just a guy who did things the right way and was celebrated accordingly. I mean, we've talked to Brian Snitker at length about what Hank Aaron meant to him. Obviously, he's meant a great deal to Brian Snitker, and you kind of understand what he's meant to him and how important the Braves organization always was. But I think that's the biggest takeaway that I've had in hearing stories about Hank Aaron. It's just the greatest of all time who really did things the right way. I mean, you see so many stories now of the greats whose legacies can arguably be tainted, with whether it's, you know, guys like Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, all those other guys. I mean, even now when you look at Shohei Ohtani. So I think when you think of Hank Aaron, it's just a guy who did things the right way and did them at the highest level, especially at a time where, you know, racial tensions. That's another thing to consider when you think of Hank Aaron's legacy. Just a guy who had to go through hell and back to get to where he did and did it all the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if he's your home run king, having said all
of always.
That.
Oh, always. Yeah. Always. Okay. There's no debate for me. It's always going to be Hank Aaron. He didn't have to cheat to get it.
There you go. All right, Miles, listen, it's been a minute since we talked to you. We're going to continue every weekend. You know that now. Now the season's up and running. But you got the draft coming up. Are you going up to Detroit?
I will be, yes. That Wednesday, I'll be heading up to Detroit.
All right, man. We may reach out to you while you're up there. But anyway, as always, thank you for getting up and joining us.
Hey, thanks so much.
And bringing the Braves knowledge. It is Miles Garrett, Fox 5. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy.
You too, guys. Take care.